Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready to get back in your groove again? Stay tuned for another great podcast with Linda G. Robert. That's me. Welcome back to Back in the Groove Again with your host, me, Linda G. Robert. Today we are exploring a topic that resonates with many parents out there, taking personal time while raising children. It's a tough one. Parenthood brings immense joy, but it also comes with its fair share of challenges, including balancing personal interests with parental responsibilities. So today, we're exploring the fears and the negative thoughts that often accompany this journey, this process, this wonderful challenge, and discuss strategies for overcoming them. Parenthood can sometimes feel like a juggling act, with guilt and fear of judgment big time. Many parents struggle to prioritize personal interests, fearing they may be perceived as neglecting their children, especially moms. In addition, the logistical challenges of managing schedules, managing your household, all of those responsibilities can make carving out personal time seem like insurmountable, almost seem like it's impossible as a task to do. But here's the thing though, self-care isn't just about indulgence. It's not. It's about nurturing your mental, your emotional, and your physical well-being, and we can add spiritual and so on. Prioritizing personal interests isn't selfish. It's essential, in my opinion, for maintaining a healthy balance between parenthood and self-identity. You don't want to lose yourself as a parent. You want to remember who you are. Now, when parents prioritize self-care, they show up as happier, more fulfilled individuals, which ultimately benefits their families. So, is this something that you're worried about? Well, open communication is the first thing to consider when you want some me time within this family dynamic. So, encouraging honest discussions about the need for personal time and setting boundaries can foster understanding and support among family members. And by communicating openly, parents can create a supportive environment where personal interests are valued and are respected. So this could mean talk to your husband, talk to your wife, talk to your ex, speaking to your children, whatever that means to you. It's about communicating and telling them what you're going to be doing and how it's going to work when you're gone or when you're doing your own thing for a bit. This means that you've thought of a plan and you've got all of the important partners lined up to make it work. And keep in mind that you're not asking permission for this. You are gently telling them, you know, in a nice enough way that you're taking some me time. You're being assertive. That you're taking some me time away from the family. And it could be for a hobby or it could be for traveling. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. Now, small steps can lead to significant shifts in reclaiming your personal time. Whether it's dedicating a few minutes each day for a solo activity, maybe just going for a walk, or scheduling a short getaway. Starting small allows you to ease into the process of prioritizing your self-care. Now, these moments of self-discovery and growth are so essential for maintaining your sense of identity outside of being a parent. It's crucial. Guilt and fear often accompany the decision to prioritize personal interests as a parent. So, addressing these emotions requires compassion, I'll say self-compassion, and self-reflection. Recognizing that self-care is a fundamental aspect of parental well-being is the first step towards overcoming these types of barriers. So by reframing some negative thoughts and by practicing self-compassion, you can take personal time with grace and know in your heart that it is for your own good and, of course, for your family's own good as well. You also want to consider surrounding yourself with a supportive community of maybe other parents, friends, that can provide invaluable encouragement and some camaraderie as well. Whether it's joining, you know, a parenting group or connecting with friends who understand the challenges of parenthood. Seeking support can help alleviate those feelings of isolation. And I'd even suggest working with a coach to help you craft your message too, and to decide what you're willing to start with. You also want to consider establishing clear boundaries, because establishing clear boundaries within the family is essential for creating space for your personal time. So communicating your needs and communicating your expectations openly with your partner and with your children, and working together to find that balance, whatever balance it is, whatever works for everyone. So if you're not quite ready to go on a mini vacation by yourself, start at home by being open and honest about what you need. Parenthood it's a journey of growth and evolution, and it's not always easy, I'll tell you. And personal time plays a crucial role in this process. Embrace those opportunities for self-discovery and exploration, whether it's trying a new hobby or whether it's going on a solo adventure. It doesn't have to be for months at a time. Remember, personal growth is an ongoing journey, and every step counts. One last thing. You want to acknowledge and celebrate your achievements, no matter how small. Parenting is hard work, and it's so important to recognize the efforts you put into nurturing yourself and nurturing your family. Celebrate those milestones. Celebrate those successes along the way, and remember to practice self-compassion during moments of challenge or during setbacks. And of course, if you need support for this, consider taking my 3-month coaching program, which promises to prepare you for a transformative journey through travel. And you could start small. Maybe you'll just want to go away for a weekend and work your way up. So you can check this out at my website at lyndagrobert.com. And I've also added the link in the description, the podcast description. So prioritizing personal time as a parent is not only beneficial for your well-being, but for the overall family. And by overcoming these fears and negative thoughts associated with self-care, you can lead and will lead a more balanced, fulfilling life and set a positive example for your children. I think this is very, very important. Your kids are watching you. They're listening to you. So you're setting a really good example. Keeping in mind that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. And it's essential for thriving as an individual and, of course, for your family's well-being as well. So until the next time, keep exploring, keep growing, keep embracing the journey of parenthood with confidence and grace. This is Lynda G. Robert. I am really here to help you live your best life now and to help you through transforming your life with a bit of travel. Take care now. See you soon. Well, there you go. Another wonderful podcast by me, Lynda G. Robert. I'm your Back in the Groove Again coach, helping you live your best life now so that you can love what you do. Let's get you back in the groove again. Have yourself a great day. Thank you.